The time is 8:04 a.m. You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. The Texas legislature is winding down to its final 2 weeks, but could a special session be in the works? Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has threatened to force one if the Texas House of Representatives doesn't pass Patrick's Senate priorities.
The leadership in the Texas House has taken a different approach on big agenda issues, holding them until down to these last few weeks. That puts us on the precipice of a special session.
The Texas Lieutenant Governor wants the House to approve a Senate bill making it harder for local governments to raise property taxes. Patrick is also pushing for the so-called bathroom bill restricting restroom use by transgender Texans. The Texas Senate has passed both items. The Texas State Senate also gave initial approval to another House bill Wednesday that would use donations to help process the state's backlog of thousands of untested rape kits. Speaking with public radio KERA, Dallas Representative and Democrat Victoria Niave, who sponsored the bill, says the measure would give people applying for or renewing their driver's license an option to donate $1 to rape kit testing.
Our bill is expected to generate $1 million per year and would help address and end the backlog of untested rape kits. It shouldn't get to the point of us having to ask individuals to contribute, but I believe in the hearts and compassion of our fellow Texans that a dollar here, a dollar there, and all of us working together can generate funds to help these women and victims of sexual assault get justice.
In Dallas County, there are approximately 3,000 backlogged rape kits. Bexar County in Austin reports another 3,000 and more than 3,600 around Houston. That's just three counties. It cost about $2,000 to test each kit. The bill was heavily endorsed by Democrats, but has found support with spending-conscious Republicans. In Louisiana political news, Governor John Bel Edwards shared some thoughts with public radio WRKF about the current legislative session in Baton Rouge.
Quite frankly, I'm disappointed, particularly in the House.
One bill in particular which drew comments from the governor was Shreveport Representative Thomas Carmody's Monuments Bill, House Bill 71, which basically would require each parish to put to a vote as to whether or not to remove monuments like Confederate memorials.
The bill unnecessarily created a lot of division and animosity. We need to come together as a people. That was not the way to do it.
Governor Edwards also expressed frustration at tax reform bills in the House, which are on the calendar but have yet to be brought on the floor for debate.
On July 1st of 2018, $1.3 billion in revenue is just gone. As of right now, there has not been anything that has moved out of the House of Representatives that in any way addresses that cliff.
Edwards has suggested that unless legislation improves, he may call for another special session at some point next year. Weather outlook for the Red River Radio listening area, a 20% chance of rain today. It increases to 60% for Saturday. Currently in Shreveport-Bossier, it's 74 degrees and partly cloudy, 72 in Magnolia, El Dorado, 76 in Alexandria, Pineville, and 75 degrees in Lufkin, Nacogdoches. For Red River Radio News, I'm Chuck Smith.